Because of the crucial importance to the life of the community, U.S. banks have always operated under rules more demanding than those applied to other businesses. In most states of the early Federal Union, bank organizers needed special permission from the state government to open and operate. For a while, an additional layer of oversight was provided by the Bank of the United States, a central bank funded in 1791 at the initiative of the nation's first Secretary of the Treasury, Alexander Hamilton. Its congressional charter expired in 1811. A second Bank of the United States was created in 1816 and operated until 1832. In those days, city bankers tended to be extremely cautious about to whom they lent and for how long. To make sure they had enough cash available to meet unexpected demands from depositors, bankers generally made short-term loans only. 30 to 60 days was the norm. Typically, manufacturers and shopkeepers would use these funds to pay their suppliers and workers until they could sell the goods to the customers. After the sale, they would pay off the bank loan.